This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the empathy bridge prevents you from losing your position while staying in patient hearing mode with a difficult person. Hold your ground and your compassion at the same time. In short, patient hearing with a difficult person does not mean agreeing with everything they say. The empathy bridge lets you acknowledge their position fully without surrendering your own. Used correctly, it keeps the conversation moving towards resolution, while your perspective stays intact and your thinking stays clear. Definition: the empathy bridge patient hearing process is a structured approach to listening in which you verbally acknowledge the other person's feelings or position before offering your own response, allowing genuine openness without the loss of your perspective or authority in the conversation. You sat across from someone difficult, determined to really listen this time. You told yourself you would stay calm, hear them out, not react. And then they said something wrong, or unfair, or simply infuriating. And before they finished speaking, you were already building your counterargument, composing your defense, or biting your tongue so hard it bled. The patient hearing you promised yourself evaporated inside 30 seconds. This is not a failure of character. It is what happens when you try to listen patiently without a method. The empathy bridge gives you that method. It lets you stay genuinely present and open while keeping your position clear and your thinking intact. Learning to use it well is one of the more demanding communication skills I know, and also one of the most powerful. Why patient hearing falls apart under pressure. The specific difficulty here is not listening. Most people can listen fine in low-stakes conversations. The difficulty is listening to someone difficult when what they are saying threatens your position, misrepresents your actions, or simply strikes you as wrong. Your brain treats that kind of threat the same way it treats a physical one. It floods you with the urge to defend, correct, or escape. Patient hearing requires you to hold the flood back long enough to genuinely understand what the other person is saying. Without a structure to hold on to, most people cannot do it. They either shut down and go quiet, or they interrupt, and the conversation collapses. If you want to explore how to build the psychological conditions that make conversations like this easier, how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy is worth reading alongside this. What do you need before you begin? Patient hearing with the empathy bridge requires one precondition you must accept before the conversation starts, that understanding someone is not the same as agreeing with them. This is not a small thing. It is the entire foundation. If you believe that really listening means conceding ground, you will never stay in patient hearing mode. Your system will treat genuine attention as a threat and shut it down. Once you can hold the distinction clearly that listening is an act of information gathering rather than an act of surrender, the rest of the process becomes possible. You also need a specific phrase prepared in advance. I call this your anchor phrase. It is a line you will use to bridge from their position to yours without dismissing what they have said. Something like, "I hear what you're telling me, and here is where I stand." Prepare it before you walk into the room. The six-step process for holding your position in patient hearing. Step 1. Set your internal intention before the conversation opens. Before you say a single word, decide what you are there to do. You are there to understand their position fully, and then to respond from your own. Not to fix them, not to win, not to endure them until your turn comes. Decide this privately, and name it to yourself precisely. I'm going to hear everything this person says before I respond. Then I'm going to say clearly where I stand. That internal clarity changes how you sit, how you breathe, and how you listen. It is a difference between bracing for impact and actually being present. Step 2. Let them speak to a natural full stop. Once the conversation opens, your job is silence. Not the brittle silence of someone biting back a response, but the quiet of someone genuinely tracking meaning. Let them reach a complete stop before you do anything else. Most people interrupt too early. They think the other person has finished when they have only paused to breathe. Give it 3 beats after they go quiet. Often, the most important thing a difficult person has to say comes in the second wave, after you have shown you are not going to jump on the first pause. Step 3. Name what you heard without evaluating it. This is the first move of the empathy bridge. Before you respond to the content of what they said, you reflect it back. Not to agree with it. To show it landed. Try something like, "What I'm hearing is that you felt left out of that decision, and it has been sitting badly with you." You are not saying they are right. You are saying you heard them. This single step dramatically reduces defensiveness in the other person, which creates more room for you to speak clearly when your turn comes. I cover the mechanics of this step in detail in Say It Right Every Time, where the empathy bridge is laid out as a formal technique within the core framework. The key principle is this acknowledgement is not agreement. Say it to yourself until it becomes reflex. Step 4. Ask one clarifying question before you respond. Here's a move that almost nobody makes with a difficult person, and it changes everything. Before you offer your position, ask one genuine question about theirs. Is there a specific moment where you felt that happened, or what would have made that feel different for you? This does two things simultaneously. It gives you better information, which makes your eventual response sharper, and it signals to the other person that you're actually engaging with their reality rather than waiting for your turn to talk. That signal is what keeps the conversation from becoming a debate. You are not agreeing. You are curious. That is a fundamentally different posture, and they will feel it. For a practical framework on how to open these kinds of difficult conversations skillfully, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy pairs well with this step. Step 5. Use your anchor phrase to move to your position. Once you have heard them fully, reflected what you heard, and asked your clarifying question, you have earned the right to speak. This is where your anchor phrase comes in. I hear what you are telling me, and here is where I stand. Then speak your position clearly and directly. No hedging. No apologizing for having a view. No burying your point in qualifiers. You listened with patience and real attention. Now you speak with equal clarity. The empathy bridge works in both directions. It opens the other person up to hear you because you genuinely heard them first. The contrast between patient hearing and passive capitulation becomes clear here. You are not softening your position. You are delivering it from a steadier place. That is strength, not compromise. Step 6. Stay grounded when they push back. Difficult people often push back hard when you hold your position after listening. They expect it either a fight or a surrender. When they get neither, some escalate to test where you actually stand. Your job in this moment is to stay physically grounded. Feet flat on the floor. Shoulders back. Steady breathing. Do not lean away, and do not lean forward aggressively. Repeat a version of your anchor phrase if needed. I understand we see this differently. My position remains the same. You have listened. You have engaged. You have respected them. Now you are simply clear. For situations where the difficulty escalates beyond disagreement into active conflict, how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy covers the next set of tools you will need. Adapting the process for remote and video conversations. Patient hearing is harder on a screen. The physical cues you rely on in a room, the nod, the forward lean, the quality of silence, all compress and flatten. Difficult people on video often feel unheard even when you're giving them your complete attention, because the medium strips out so much of what signals presence. Compensate deliberately. Use their name once when you reflect back what you heard. Slow your speech down by about 20% when you deliver your anchor phrase. After they stop talking, pause for 4 or 5 full seconds before you respond. On a screen, that pause feels enormous to you and feels like respect to them. The clarifying question becomes even more important in a remote setting. It is the clearest signal available to a distant person that you're actually engaged and not simply waiting to read from a script. How empathy bridges in team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy explores how this principle extends across team-wide communication, which is worth reading if your difficult conversations happen across distributed teams. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. 3 places people go wrong and how to correct them. The mistake. Reflecting back what someone said in a tone that sounds like sarcasm or dismissal. Why it happens. When we are frustrated, even accurate words carry the wrong charge. What to do instead. Before you speak the reflection, take one breath and soften your pace. The words are less important than the tone they arrive in. The mistake. Asking multiple clarifying questions back to back, which feels like an interrogation. Why it happens. Anxiety about finding the perfect question leads to firing several at once. What to do instead? Pick one question only. Ask it. Wait, let the silence do the work. The mistake, abandoning your position entirely after the reflection step because the other person seems upset. Why it happens, empathy and agreement get confused under emotional pressure. What to do instead? Return to your anchor phrase. I hear you, and my position is still this. The empathy bridge is not a path to capitulation. It is a path to clear, stable dialogue. For guidance on how this kind of patient, structured engagement builds longer-term trust across a group, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how to mediate between two team members to preserve group synergy are practical extensions of the same discipline. Also worth knowing, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explains why the foundation beneath all of this matters as much as the technique itself. Your patient hearing checklist. Take this into your next difficult conversation. Run to it before you begin and use it to review what happened after. Before the conversation. Number 1. Have I accepted that understanding is not the same as agreeing? Number 2. Do I have my anchor phrase ready and memorized? Number 3. Have I decided my intention clearly here fully? Then respond clearly. During the conversation. Number 1. Am I letting them reach a full stop before I respond? Number 2. Am I reflecting what I heard without evaluating it? Number 3. Have I asked one clarifying question before offering my position? Number 4. Am I using my anchor phrase to move to my own view, not apologizing for having one? Number 5. Am I staying physically grounded when they push back? After the conversation. Number 1. Did I understand their position better at the end than the start? Number 2. Did my position remain intact and clearly stated? Number 3. Where did the process break down, and what would I change next time? The checklist is not a performance review. It is a training tool. Use it honestly, and it will show you exactly where to direct your practice. The ground you stand on does not have to move. Here is the truth of it. Patient hearing with a difficult person is not an act of softness. It is one of the harder disciplines in communication, because it asks you to hold two things simultaneously: genuine openness to what someone else is experiencing, and clear, unshaken clarity about where you stand. The empathy bridge patient hearing process gives you the structure to do both at once, not by suppressing your perspective, but by separating the act of listening from the act of agreeing. When you can do that, something changes in the room. The other person feels genuinely heard, which means they are more able to hear you, and you have delivered your position from a place of strength rather than reaction. That is what this process is built to give you. The ground does not have to move for you to be open. Practice this enough, and you will stop treating those two things as opposites. Frequently asked questions. What is the empathy bridge in patient hearing? The empathy bridge in patient hearing is a technique where you verbally acknowledge the other person's feelings or perspective before responding with your own. It lowers their defensiveness, creates space for real dialogue, and allows you to stay genuinely open without giving up your position. How do you stay in patient hearing mode with a difficult person? You stay in patient hearing mode by preparing your anchor phrase before the conversation, naming what you're hearing without agreeing with it, and using deliberate physical grounding to manage your own reactivity. The goal is to separate understanding from agreement, so you can listen fully and still hold your ground. Can the empathy bridge patient hearing process work in remote settings? Yes, though it requires more deliberate effort. On a video call, name what you are observing explicitly, since you cannot rely on physical presence to signal attentiveness. Slow your speech, increase your pause time after they finish, and use your anchor phrase more consistently than you would in person. What stops people from listening patiently to a difficult person? The most common barrier is the fear that listening means agreeing. When someone says something wrong or unfair, the urge to correct floods in before they have finished speaking. Patient hearing requires separating the act of understanding from the act of endorsing, which takes deliberate, repeated practice. How long should you stay in patient hearing mode before responding? Stay in patient hearing mode until the other person has fully expressed their position and feels genuinely heard. This is rarely as long as it feels in the moment. Most people signal they're done through a drop in pace or a direct question. That is your cue to respond, not before. What is the difference between patient hearing and just being passive? Patient hearing is an active, strategic discipline. You're tracking meaning, managing your own reactions, using your anchor phrase, and choosing your response deliberately. Passivity is the absence of engagement. Patient hearing is deep engagement with full composure, which is far harder than simply staying quiet. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.